Heyo. You are listening to today's Free Kicker Radio Show right here on CKT 90.3 FM in Montreal. My name is Clara Swan, broadcasting to you high atop Milton Park, here in the center of Geojage, Montreal. Today is the 13th of November, and it's a lucky day because you are tuned in to this radio show and all of the fine programming here at CKET 90.3 FM in Montreal. Sundays is a fantastic day to listen, I have to tell you. You got gospel in the morning, got some Latin culture and news and music, and then Radio Report, international one at that. Then yours truly, the Free Kick. Then we have a couple of great electronic shows that alternate right after. Modular Systems and Free Classic Radio. Then what used to be the goods is now a Magic Roundabout from 2 to 4. Then we got the goods coming up at 4 o'clock and right through to 6. Then we got some Bollywood music. Then country, bluegrass, blues, everything you want. You get little samplings of all that in today's Free Kick Radio Show. Every week's Free Kick Radio Show. All right, so it's 12:01. I'm just going to run down what you heard in this last set. Lots of stuff there for your enjoyment. This talk over music today, of course. Buena Vistas from an album called Super Funk. Various artists. Kickback, the name of this track. And Do It Again. Yeah, here we go. So, in this set, going backwards through it, we heard from Praed, P-R-A-E-D, out of Lebanon. The Odyssey of the Blue Flies, the name of the track from that album. The Fabrication of Silver Dreams. We also heard from the Waitiki 7, from out of Hawaii, I believe. Adventures in Paradise, the name of that record. We heard Octopus Menagerie. I wonder what happened to that squirrel and that octopus. I don't know. Gotta find out. Follow up in next week's episode. Haha, just kidding. Before that, Ryochi Sakamoto from the soundtrack to Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. We heard The Seed and The Sower out of Japan, I believe. Before that, out of Egypt, Hossam Ramzi from the album Sabla Tolo 2. We heard Wana Bade Anak. Love that piece. I haven't played it in a long time. Had to get that in. Brand new record for that, called Alien Skin. We heard a track called Broken Language, and that features Chad Fowler, Zo Amba, Ivo Perlman, Matthew Shipp, William Parker, and Steve Hirsch. Nice little piece there. Before that, a little bit of choral music, Estonian choral music to be precise, from an album of the same name, triple album, 3-CD set. We heard the Tallinn Chamber Choir singing Naisu, which means no to war. That's a good thing, you know. The Remembrance Day ceremonies that happened just now, one of the words they say is lest we forget. And but one I haven't heard recently and I think needs to be pumped up and pushed forward is never again. We used to say that on Remembrance Day, is never again. And I've sort of fallen out of parlance because I guess people are eager to get into those types of murderous situations again. So maybe we revive that. Never again, my folks, my friends. Never again. And started out right off at the top of today's show with the title track to the eponymous release by Lavender Country. Lavender Country, the name of the song, name of the album, name of the artist, Lavender Country. And queer country music from the early 70s. Very sad this past week, the leader of this group, Patrick Haggerty, passed away. One of the great musical activists of the queer scene in the United States in the 1970s, and little heralded. That's the first time I'd heard it was after he passed away, which is unfortunate because some of the lyrics in that song are just amazing. We don't care about your chromosomes. It could have been written today. Let your freak flag fly, folks. Okay, so anyway, that wraps up what we played in this first half of today's show. What do I have for you now? I'd like to tell you about the weather. Well, it's seasonably correct out there right now. It's cool. 4 degrees. Look at that. 4 degrees. That's maybe 3 right now. High today is 4. Drizzle ending this afternoon, then mainly cloudy. It's sort of kind of windy, 20 kilometer an hour winds. Going down to -5 overnight tonight. So, that's partially, properly November weather. Monday tomorrow is 1 degree. Sunny, though. Monday night, -4. Tuesday, 2. A little bit of snow maybe moving in midweek. Tuesday night through Wednesday night. -3, 1, and -2. We're looking at 0 on the Thursday, -6 on Thursday night. It's looking like we're getting into the proper end of fall, presaging a winter. Yeah, so that's cool. That's cool. You are, of course, listening to the Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Check it out, ckut.ca. You get all your archives there. If you want to know what I'm playing on this show as we go along, I like to tweet out on that Twitterverse. Who knows what Elon Musk is going to do? Who knows if we'll stay on Twitter? I don't know. The whole place might implode. Who knows? But right now, you can check out twitter.com/freekickradio. Let's check out all the artists as I'm playing them. In the coming weeks or month or so, I don't know, CKUT's website is going to be renewed, and we're going to have an actual live playlist as we go along, and ability to comment on the show and comment on songs, filled up with a little bit of enriched content, maybe links to videos, links to Bandcamp pages. You'll be able to check out the playlist as we go along, and the bonus to that is that shows will be archived permanently. In fact, they're already in the system. Up last 2 years, the pandemic years, are all there on the server, and I have something like 30 gigabytes worth of like old shows that have been sort of inaccessible since the beginning of the pandemic, but they're all going to go up on the CKT website, and you'll be able to check out Free Kick Radio shows with Dave and myself going all the way back to, like, I don't know, 2009? Yeah. There's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of stuff for you to check out there. Anyways, wasting time here. It's 12:07. I got a lot of music to play. So let's keep it going. What do we got here? What's next? Tell me. What's going up next? Okay. This here is the Handicaps group of Neek Peen. Some traditional Khmer music. Enjoy.
I think he went out.
Well, I don't think so. I think he's right there. And I just want to say something.
I think he went out, man.
Abby, I think you have a myopic point of view. If you're
Does that mean my vision is bad?
Your mentality, then you're deficient in both. Let me say something else. You have no conception of what life is all about. And I accuse you of being a fraud. You're an exhibitionist.
So? Big deal. Money. So what? So I'm an exhibitionist. No, what else is new?
What else is new? I'll tell you what else. Your ability... Your ability to comprehend all of this
deepness.
You want to destruct.
Destroy.
You feel it's important. You offer nothing to replace it.
Ooh!
You nothing at all to replace it.
I offer this book. Steal this book to replace the whole American Empire. That's a good offer.
Abby, if this country were run by creatures like you.
It'd be like the woods. It would be fantastic, man. If us creatures ran the country.
Listen, you might hear something that might do you some good.
It'll do me some good. What?
I say society couldn't exist with creatures like you.
Right.
You show your ignorance of what America's about. Your constant criticism would... You wouldn't exist in Russia for 5 minutes. You'd be on a firing line.
So what?
You talk about people in power. The people in power made this country what it is. Yes.
Yeah, you're damn right they did. They made it what it is. What the hell is it, man? No. I mean, we killed 1 million people in Vietnam. Don't you feel that's a little... That's damaging the public image of the country? I mean, they killed 1 million people. What do you think Malai was? What do you think Malai was? You know, goddamn Coney Island trip?
You are responsible for any image that the world has of us. People like you.
Man.
I expect your point of view.
You do.
You're a destructive human being.
Ah.
Rainfalls in gray, far away. nice to me like ice. In the clock they sent through a washing machine. Come around, make it soon, so alone.
I like to whistle. Do it all the time. Used to do it as a kid. Yeah. When I was about 5 years old, they used to say, "Here's some money for birdseed." Whistling kept me company. I was never very good. I couldn't whistle with two fingers or through your teeth. But I liked to whistle. Then I heard about classical music, and I used to listen to it, and I tried to whistle like that. And that became special, to learn to whistle special. So that walking down the street, someone would listen to you, and they'd say, "There's a special whistler." Oh, I practiced. But didn't do anything for me. The special whistling. It was too classical. Who knows Bach? And I was trying to whistle like Bach. And I did that for a while, but nobody paid any attention. I guess they figured it was funny to whistle like Bach. So I stopped. Started to whistle like everybody else does. Now they look at me and they smile. I earned a smile. Never used to happen to me when I was whistling Bach. I just whistle things that I hear on the jukeboxes, you know. And people say, yeah. Well, gotta leave you now. Keep whistling.
You're listening to the Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Free City Radio, live at Artext Gallery, focused on the current exhibition, Sonic Fields of Reflection. This will be a conversation between exhibition curator Mojen Bezadi and me, Stefan Christoff, host of Free City Radio. We will also be joined by two local artists, Julia E. Dyke, longtime contributor to the FF Files, and Martin Rodriguez, who has long experimented with tactics of pirate radio. Wednesday, November 16th, Artext Gallery, 2 St. Catherine Street East, room 301, 11 a.m. Info, artexte.ca. This is a CKUT radio broadcast and co-presentation.
Les Rencontres internationales du documentaire de Montréal célèbrent leur 25e édition. Une occasion unique de profiter des meilleurs documentaires d'ici et d'ailleurs.
Cet automne, les RIDM reviennent entièrement en salle avec des projections, des soirées festives et plus encore.
Rendez-vous du 17 au 27 novembre prochain dans nos différents lieux de diffusion.
Pour en savoir plus, consultez la programmation au ridm.ca.
Les RIDM, là où toutes les histoires se rencontrent.
2008, we worked with a large group of textile and garment workers who were mostly working in Chabanel. A lot of these workers, were permanent residents, long-term workers, 30 years, had lost their jobs, no severance. And it wasn't that this factory closed because it was unprofitable, but they sought more profit to actually move the equipment and the production back to the countries they came from, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Pakistan. And then at the same time, the Lemoore family that got richer and richer because of this, they were able to lower their costs, actually have invested in real estate, right? So they're significant landlords here in Montreal. So they've taken all of that finance, right? All of that money that's floating around trying to make more money. Mm-hmm. A lot of that's off the backs of immigrant and migrant workers, right? If in a very global context, but also in a local context. No, I mean, Chabanel becomes this like prime example of like, you know, the transformations, right? Like these large scale transformations, right? Like it becomes a microcosm, right? Like Chabanel was like the beating heart of the city, right? 100,000 people worked there, right? If you think about that in a small strip, these were in that whole area, and it was a tsunami. There's, you know, it went from 100,000 jobs to almost zero, right? Within a very short time span. And it was man-made. It wasn't, people stopped wearing clothes, people stopped buying clothes. All of these things still existed, and it's still the same companies, but they all moved their production to the global south, right? Into the maquiladoras, into the sweatshops, into taking advantage of trade agreements, and at the end, you see those are the causes of displacing people from the global south, even forcing migration, right? So, so when Chabanel sort of hollowed out, this whole thing about revitalization was, how can we make it into the next mile end? Not how do we bring back jobs to these communities that don't have jobs? Or how do you use this as a moment to create housing for those communities that don't have decent housing? The money, extracted from people's work is going right back into finance, which is going right back into housing, which is going right back into speculation, which is then putting more pressure on these workers, on these immigrants and migrants. So already they face low wages, and then now they're facing displacement again, right? From the exact same forces, right? Not different, not abstractly, but very concretely, right? And so so in terms of how that's taking place, I mean, that's what's happening. And so what happens in a neighborhood like Park Extension, because the value of it changes, because of what's happening around, people are being pressured. Landlords, small landlords are saying, now's a good time to flip. Now's a good time to renovate. Now's a good time to, because there can be more money made, right? And so that's placing more pressure on these workers. So the question is, where are these people actually going to go, right? So there are cultural barriers. You know, in Park Extension, though, you know, groups like Committee X and Park Extension made incredible strides into building a base in that community, right? It means organizing in the ways that are relevant to people in that community. It means organizing in Punjabi and Hindi. It means doing events that are accessible to those communities, right? Because nobody wants to live in wretched housing, right? But unfortunately, wretched housing is always, you know, a landlord's tool. And I'll give another example where we worked with a family that was working at Concord Meats. And they became active through the center. And then because of their activism in the center, it was clear that the building was sold to a new owner.
The building where they lived.
And that building where they lived the owner was trying to put pressure on all of the families. Literally the roof was falling apart in the bathrooms. Muddy water coming out of the taps. It was inhumane, right? But it was a clear tactic to push people out.
In Park X.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's a small example, but it's one of the things that landlords try to do is how to push people out once they've bought these properties, how to push people out. And because if people don't know the laws and if people don't have access to the organizations, mm-hmm. they don't know mm-hmm. they have the right to stay. Mm-hmm. And so this is where that, you know, that real conflict begins. And people feel some kind of, unfortunate. One of the things is that people feel that they have to just put their heads down and accept whatever because they're new here, or they're afraid that of even more racism, or they're afraid of other things. But because this family had been organizing with us, they knew we're going to organize. Mm-hmm. And so they got the other tenants in that building to sign a letter to the landlord, right? They went to CAPE. So
the Committee of Action.
Some Park Extension. So it's about building those links between the two concretely mm-hmm. to challenge those conditions, right?
Recital. If you can't envision a brother who ain't dissing, slinging this and that, cause this and that was missing. Instead has been injected, the tribe has been perfected. Oh yes, it's been selected, the art makes it protected. Afrocentric living, Africans be given a lot to the cause, cause the cause has been risen. Some brothers they be flamming, thinking we ain't slamming, coming off like the days when we used to wear the Tanzan. A blue collar talker, hemisphere stalker, a glass of OJ and a 10-mile walker. If you're in a Jeep and you dig what you're hearing, can I get a beep and a side order of cheering? I am what I am, that's a tribal man. We all know the colors, we all must stand. As we start our travels, things they will unravel. Que sera sera, for this unit is like gravel. Won't be gone for long, listen to the song. If you can't pull it, all you gotta do is
push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along.
Put one up for the fifer, it's time to decipher the ills of the world, make the situation brighter. The clock is always ticking, the system should be kicking like tips set and ham and eggs. I eat chicken, chicken, chicken. Should I release the lever of the clever? Embellish all the funk as we start to endeavor. The roots of the rap, filling up the gap with a smash of a hand and a little toe tap.
The boom, the bip. The boom bip indicates to the brothers that we be on the flip tip. Cronies start to crumble, funky rhythm rumbles through the dance hall, but my anthem is humble. It's the nitty gritty, my time is itty bitty, so I kick this last for the gipper and the witty. This ain't trial and error, more like tribe and error. Constantly ruled as some sort of tribal terror. The street can't depart from the bloody heart. Repair the wear and tear, don't stop for it starts. Won't be gone for long, listen to the song. If you can't pull it, all you gotta do is
push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, 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 push it along, yeah,
push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along.
We hope that you will subject this group to be your object and never ever reject the tribe who meanders through drunken propaganda. Keep it in bloom and never will we slander. Redeem should be handed, don't let me demand it. Money gives a nudge to the poet star bandit. Control it, then recruit it. Follow, you won't lose it. Mysterious is the tribe for we choose it. Although she's flipping crazy, give my love to Gracie. God, could you help? Cause this quest is crazy, spacey. The pigs are wearing blue, and in a year or two, we'll be going up the creek in a great big canoe. What we gonna do? Save me and my brothers. Hop inside the bed and pull over the covers. Never will we do that, and we ain't trying to rule rap. We just want a slab of a ham, don't you know, Black? In society, a fake reality. I'm nothing but a peg of informality. While I sing my song, sing it all day long. If you can't pull it, all you gotta do is
push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Here we are. And people distinct to travel through the paths of funk and rhythm. Yeah. Yeah, all right. But firstly, I'm going to introduce my tribe. The tribe called Quest. Let me hear my tribe of Questers make some noise. Firstly, the foundation, the sound provider, Ali, Shaheed, Muhammad, Muhammad, yeah, all right, yeah, and my right-hand man, the one they call, yeah, Fife. Pyramid, the leader, Q-Tip, yeah, Q-Tip, yeah, and last but not least, least but not last, the mystic man himself, me, Jerobi. Yeah, all right, yeah, what's up? All right, man, the titles, okay. I'm walking down a long, windy road, yeah, with my questers. In my way, there's a boulder, yeah. But you know what I had to do? What I had to do? I had to push it along, yeah. Push it along, yeah. Keep it rolling, keep it rolling. You know, we're back in the studio, all right. Yeah, and a friend of mine asked me about the luck of Lucien. Word.
was the undertow. Shadows on the road, shivers in the dark of the night. Foretold an old wives' tale when the wisdom is rare. The overcoat beware with the tripod chair. Something's in the air tonight, that's right. Spells of love in a vision sight as below above. Get low, gain height. Enter the center, cast circles, draw power. Simulate temper, call from the clock tower. Catch me outside, the coven has gathered. Catch me outside in the witching hour. Turn the lights low, you know it's after hours. Just succumb and let the night devour you. And the stars will follow. Just succumb and let the night swallow you. Circle up, our energies linked. We become to the extent of what we think. Push to the edge, push to the brink. Roots run deep to the core, let them sink. Stay grounded while lifted, stay solid like liquid. They slick and they wicked, you connected and gifted. New moon, pitch black night, stars up, eyes shining bright, works out, 2024 sight, just the beginning of these ritual rites, keep it sexually right and habitually hype, well I'm spiritually tight, intellectually bright, these times they are shifting, these rhymes be uplifting, through links that are missing, beyond worlds existing, know thyself, know thy work, know thy power, know thy worth, know the sky to the earth.
Yo, yo, you are still tuned in to today's Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. That's right. That's where you're at. Keep it locked. Lots more coming up on today's programming here at CKUT. Future Classic in the wings, or is it Modular Systems? I can never tell because, like, I'm not at the studio and I'm not sure. But hey, whatever it is, you're gonna enjoy it. So just keep it. Keep your radio right there. Yeah. So let's play back or run back through what we heard in this last hour. Finished up that set with Femme Deadly Venoms featuring Nicholas Payton. A track called After Hours from a brand new record called Femenomena. For that classic Tribe Called Quest from way back in 1990, Push It Along from People's Instinctive Travels in the Paths of a Rhythm. Yeah, a little bit of classic stuff there. The local piece before that, Aidan Gert and Stefan Christoph featuring Mustafa Henaway. The album called Réverbération d'une crise, an enquête sonore sur le logement Montréal. I went to the launch for that a few weeks back. You can check that out at réverbérationcriselogement.org. I'm not going to spell it for you. Go on over to the playlist, Free Kick Radio, on twitter.com/freekickradio. And eventually you'll be able to find that in the playlists on ckut.ca as well. For that, David Bowie from Low, we heard Art Decade. We also heard from Ken Nordine from Best of Word Jazz, Volume 1. We heard a Whistler, Camille Saint-Saëns. That's right, the composer, the classical composer, recorded in 1905. It's a recording of Camille Saint-Saëns playing a piano roll. So it's a piano roll playing back. Album called Greatest Pianist Performing on Piano Roll. We heard a Valse Mignon in E-flat, Opus 104. Before that, Sid Barrett from an album simply named Barrett. We heard Baby Lemonade. Also heard from Allen Ginsberg singing a William Blake poem from the Complete Songs of Innocence and Experience. We heard Introduction and the Shepherd. Also heard a little ethnographic recording there from Abby Hoffman, from the album called Wake Up America, Texas Tweezers. Boy, they don't like Abby Hoffman, do they? Yeah, well, speaks to some of the polarization that's going on in the States. Hey, one piece of good news, I guess, from a Democratic point of view is the Democrats will control the Senate. And that was some breaking news last night. Awesome. I mean, if you're on that side of the spectrum, which, you know, I believe you should be. Anyway, before that, a classic, Wes Montgomery, an album called Tequila. We heard Tequila. Drink responsibly, folks. And started off the set back at about 8 minutes past 12 o'clock with Handicap's Group of Meek Bean from an album called Khmer Traditional Music. We heard Sare Nemdorn. Yeah. Well, that brings us pretty much to the close of today's show. We're going to go to one last track here. Oh yeah, look, it's Soul Jazz Orchestra from 2017 album Under Burning Skies. We're going to hear Is Ye Leel. And thanks so much for listening, folks. Come on back in 7 days. I believe Dave and possibly Morale will be here to entertain you once again with their take on November. And yeah. That's how we end today's show, folks. Keep it locked. You are listening to the Free Kick Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Going back in 7. Love y'all.
Classic Radio. Future Classic Radio. Future Classic Radio.